Scott and Carla at breakfast on BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
Ladies who've got together and decided to raise money for cancer research. They've even been invited to perform on stage at next year's Lincoln Race for Life. Amelia Bailey set up the group. Morning, Amelia.
Morning.
Was one of those you?
Yes, it was, definitely.
So tell us the background to this. You've all been affected by cancer in some way.
Yeah, we've either all had cancer or we've lost somebody to cancer, somebody immediately close to us in the family. So it's really personal to all of us.
And what's your personal experience?
I was diagnosed with breast cancer 3 years ago. And had surgery, had a lumpectomy, and then had chemotherapy and radiotherapy. And then following that, the next year, my oldest sister was then diagnosed with breast cancer. And while she was midway through her chemo, out of the blue, my brother-in-law, Nigel, was diagnosed with cancer, and he lived for 2 weeks. He had 2 weeks' notice, and he was 49, so... Yeah, it was awful.
And this is all in the space of a very short space of time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And have you found, working on this song, have you found it's helped you in your grieving process and also in just sort of getting through your experiences?
It's really helped because I think when you're diagnosed with cancer, it's very disempowering. There's nothing you can do. It's happening to you. You can't, you know, if you're in a job and you don't like it, you can leave, you get another job. If you're diagnosed with cancer, you're either going to survive it or you're not. And if somebody close to you is diagnosed and it's terminal, there's nothing you can do. So this has made us feel as though we've actually, you know, we've empowered ourselves to actually do something for people who are currently suffering and future generations of people who suffer from cancer.
And when you're all going through this and you just kept getting these diagnoses, you must have just thought you'd done something wrong or I don't know what goes through your mind.
When they told me that I had cancer, I got really angry with them and told them they couldn't possibly have cancer because I had a 20-month-old baby at the time. And the thing that went through my mind is I wasn't going to grow up. I wasn't going to see her grow up. And then when my sister got it, I just thought, this is ridiculous. And then when my brother was diagnosed, I just thought, we can't be third time lucky. And we weren't. You want to save the people that you love, and there's nothing that you can do if it's too late. So it's important to try and do something, and that's why we're doing this song, really.
And you say that doing this song has empowered you, and sort of you feel like you've got control back.
Absolutely, yeah.
Why did you pick this song?
There was never any choice. It's the ultimate girl song. It's the happiest, most positive, upbeat, fun song in the world. It is also my favourite song. But I wanted to do something with my chemo girlfriends and my friends.
My chemo girlfriends.
Yeah, we all met in the chemo suite, and literally on the first day we met, when we were all going there for chemo. So we were all scared out of our wits, and we've just been the best of friends since. And some of those girls that we had chemo with didn't make it, and the ones that did are on the song.
So. And actually a Nolan's tune, which is appropriate in more than one way as well, because obviously one of the sisters died of cancer, didn't she?
She did. Bernie died last year of breast cancer, and the Nolans are obviously very supportive for doing this. And Mike Myers and Robert Pusey, who wrote the song, when I approached them and said, look, can we use this song? They just didn't hesitate. They came back and they've been very supportive. They've been fantastic, actually.
How emotional is the experience of getting all together and singing? And obviously, it's great fun, but there must have been some sort of emotional moments as well.
Rehearsal day was just 25 women blubbing. It was really... We were all sort of... because obviously I know everybody, but the others had to introduce everybody, and I spoke about, you know, what has happened to each of us. And when I got to one particular lady, Marion, and I had to tell everybody that her little boy had died and he was five, none of us could speak. So, excuse me, I've got a cough this morning. It was extremely emotional. And then after we got over the emotion, then we just went for it and sang our hearts out, basically.
And do you sort of think of the people that are not there when you're singing and doing the performances as well?
That's exactly who we're doing it for. It's the people who, not only because we've obviously had cancer ourselves, but it's actually probably more about the people who aren't there with us, really. So, yeah, it gets very emotional.
And you think about those people while you're singing.
Yeah.
And you're not definitely just singing and recording it. So that this is going to be... You can download this and raise money for cancer research.
It's going to be... it's not available for download quite yet, but it's
soon, going
to be. But we're also performing it, like you said, at Race for Life and at Tabby Fest in August. And we're also singing live in December at Canick Road Tesco's as well, because they sponsored us for our T-shirts. So we've had... You know, loads of support from all sorts of people.
Look at what you've got yourself into.
Now. I know, what have I done? Oh my goodness.
Well, I promise I will put the song on my playlist to help with my training. It will motivate me as I run around and when I take part in the marathon as well.
Excellent, you'd better finish.
I will finish.
We will motivate you.
I promise I will finish.
I mean, it's lovely that you do this. I think so many people, because as you said, I mean, you obviously went through it with three of you, but everyone knows someone, don't they?
Everybody has been affected. I think that's the thing. Everybody does know somebody, but you really, really do not believe you are going to get it. And I put my hands up. I was the worst person. I never thought cancer was going to come knocking at my door. And I was 42. I was healthy. I didn't smoke. I didn't drink. I didn't even eat meat. You know, I was the model sort of non-cancer sort of person. And honestly, you could have blown me away when I got that diagnosis. So it's changed my attitude, and I just hope that, you know, people will hear our song and support us, because it's important.
And how are you feeling now?
Oh, I feel great, thank you. I feel really, really healthy, which is why we're well enough to get up and do this now.
Well, good luck. I don't think we've heard the last of you.
I hope not.
This could go places.